It's been a rough one. We got 1 week of school left to go. Last week I reported that I found out who was putting the fucking lasagna in the goddamn lock of 43. It was Malcolm, that little cocksucker. Well, turns out Malcolm's last name is Bone. Malcolm Bone. Oh, why does that sound familiar, you say? Maybe because the vice fucking principal's name is goddamn Derek Bone. Vice Principal Bone's goddamn son is Malcolm. So turns out, when I go into the vice principal's office with my goddamn evidence against that little cocksucker Malcolm, I show him the video. I said, look at this. I got this motherfucker dead to rights right here. Dead to rights. He said, are you kidding me with this shit right now? And I said, no, that's the goddamn truth. And he said, you recorded my goddamn son putting lasagna in the locker, and now you come to me? You come to Vice Principal Bone with this shit? That's what he said. He talks in the third person like that because, you know, he's a fucking asshole. And I said, whoa, I didn't know this was your fucking kid. He said, you didn't know that Malcolm Bone was my fucking kid? The star running back for the goddamn middle school? I said, he's the star fucking running back. He only had 300 yards this season. The fucking record is 900. He said, he was hurt. He pulled his goddamn hamstring in the second fucking game. He only played four fucking games. 300 yards in four fucking games is pretty good. I said, that doesn't fucking matter. He's not a fucking star. If anything, that other kid, Garrett, that's the fucking star of the team. He said, Garrett? Garrett's a fucking fullback. He's not even a true running back. I said, fuck you, Mr. Bone. Fuck you, Vice Principal Bone. He said, no, fuck you, janitor. I said, I got a fucking name. He said, I know you got a fucking name. I didn't say your fucking name because that's part of the disrespect. Pretending like I don't fucking know your name. I said, but you do know my name, so there's no fucking disrespect there. You're just acting like a goddamn prick. He said, get the fuck out of my office and take this fucking hard drive with you. I said, I'm not taking this shit. You're gonna use this as evidence to expel that little cocksucker. He said, I'm not gonna expel my own fucking son, you fucking moron. That's part of the deal. He gets to come here and fuck around. He gets away with it. I said, how is that a deal? How are you gonna raise a little monster like that? He said, I didn't fucking ask you, did I? He said, get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me how to raise my fucking kids. And then I said, you fucking dickhead. He said, oh, by the way, go to the women's fucking bathroom. You gotta plunge a fucking toilet or something. I said, you're a real fucking prick. He said, you want a bonus? I said, yeah, I want a bonus. He said, here's your fucking bonus and spit in my goddamn face. Anyway, 1 week to go. Summer school, probably gonna fucking just fuck off the whole time. There's only like 20 kids here. It's not too bad. 1 week. One fucking week. Just gotta make it one more goddamn. You know, I just need to get a new fucking job. That's what I really fucking need to do. I don't know how the fuck I'm still here. I got this fucking podcast where I just fucking want to blow my brains out every time until I do this. This really does help. I mean, it's like fucking therapy. The fuck is on the menu? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? Oh, Chili Crispitos? No fucking way. Chili fucking Crispitos? That's gonna be awesome. That's a good end of the fucking week right there.